Montana constitutional experts say the state Supreme Court did the right thing by providing lawmakers a chance to override the governor's veto of a popular marijuana sales tax bill. Senate Bill 442 passed the legislature with near unanimous support, but Governor Greg Gianforte vetoed it minutes after the Senate adjourned, leaving lawmakers no chance to override the veto. After a series of court challenges, the state Supreme Court confirmed lawmakers should be able to take an override vote by mail. Critics called that judicial overreach. But Riley Summers Flanagan with Helena-based Upper Seven Law says the court did what it was supposed to do, despite Gianforte's efforts to sidestep the override ballot.
Only as a result of the court order did the state comply with its constitutional obligation to ensure that legislators at the end of the day have the say in what laws are passed.
The bill would have used marijuana sales tax revenue for veterans programs, social services, and county road maintenance. In his veto note, Gianforte called it a slippery slope that could set a precedent for spending state dollars on local infrastructure projects. Summers Flanagan says her law firm did not take a position on Senate Bill 442, but represented Wild Montana and the Montana Wildlife Federation, which supported the measure and the legal action to require the mail-in override ballot.
It was wildly popular. That's just factual. And the governor and the secretary of state failed to comply with their constitutional duties to ensure that lawmakers had the final say. And then the court told them they had to allow that to happen. They did so, and the legislature decided they didn't want to override the veto.
She calls the attacks on the court for requiring the vote disappointing and an attempt to avoid talking about the content of the bill. SB 442 had support from hunters, outdoor enthusiasts, veterans, and county governments. But critics argued the formula for distributing road maintenance money was unfair. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.